We just finished reading Sparkle Boy by Leslia Newman with illustrations by Maria Mola. And my first question to my Blurred Book Club group is, how did this book make you feel? How did it, like, what emotions did it stir from you? And I'm going to go one by one. Need for you to keep your answer in about 10 seconds. Angela?
Happy.
Made you feel happy?
Yeah.
Is there a reason why, real quick?
Because Jessie stood up for her brother.
Okay. Alexia?
It made me feel more confident. And because he was confident in what he wanted to wear, and his sister eventually was confident for him.
Okay, Lori, honest feedback.
It kind of made me feel mad because, like, you know, the symbol for the gay flag is rainbow, and it kind of made me feel mad because people, like, they don't believe in that stuff, but he's kind of, like, against that. So that made me feel mad that people were talking about him.
Okay. Other folks were talking about Casey. Okay.
That made me feel more confident as well because the inspiring that went around. So I feel confident in myself.
Okay. Go, baby.
It made me sad, but it also made me happy because I was glad to hear that somebody could stand up for themselves and believe in what they want to believe in.
All right. Excellent. Go ahead, honey.
It made me feel mad and happy. Happy because he was confident in himself, but sad because he doesn't, I don't think he believes that he can be himself and doesn't have to, like, be anyone else.
Okay, Reese?
Okay, it kind of really made me mad, but then it actually made me pretty confident at the end, because in the beginning, his sister was saying, oh, you can't wear that, you can't wear that. But it doesn't really matter if boys walk around wearing a skirt or any type of thing that people say that belong to girls, but that does not exist. And it also made me happy at the end when his sister actually finally chose to, like, okay, so what, he wears this and that. Nobody cares. It's his life.
Okay, it is his life.
Oh, and another thing is that just like girls can wear what boys can wear, boys can wear what girls can wear.
So it's a two-way street, right, Maya?
Yeah, basically. There's
anybody should be able to wear whatever they want to. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Excuse me. I misspoke the name. Forgive me out there in our audience world. Okay, go ahead. Say what you were going to say.
I was just going to say, there shouldn't be rules on what you can wear, what you can be. There is no law that says you're female, you're male. You can be what you want. No one really knows what you are.
LGBT. Okay. You only know what you are, right?
Exactly. All right. You can't classify anybody on what you think they are.
I like the fact that you use the science word classify. Like, for real.
LGBT.
It is LGBTQIA. So let me ask you this. As a parent, would you allow your child to read this book, Sparkle Boy?
So will.
Yes.
So will.
You
okay.
would, Angela?
Yes.
Alexia, you would?
Yes.
Okay.
So will. Let them be themselves.
What would you say to a parent that did not want this book in a library? Okay.
What I'd say was,
real quick,
how dare you tell your child that don't talk to that person or don't read this book because it represents something different. You can't tell them that that child's disgusting because he wants to be what he wants to be.
Okay, Lexia?
I will tell them that they need to get a life because criticism is not good.
Okay, Tia?
I would say, I wouldn't really judge the parent because they believe that, like, if that's what they believe in, that they don't want their children to be, their boys to be dressing like that, and that's just what they believe in.
Okay.
Okay. So I would say to these little people who think they can't let their children be whatever they want to be, shut up, because you're stupid and you're uneducated.
Okay, we're not going to be that way to parents, so we're going to move on. Thank you, Reese. Lori?
I would say if you don't want this book in the library, then get out.
Okay. And last but not least?
I would say, you need to find something to do rather than something like that. Okay, that's all I'm going
to
say.
What do you mean, find something to do rather than something like that? Clarify.
I mean, don't be hating on the book.
Okay, don't be hating on the book.
Go find something else to do. Don't hate on the book. Okay, you see the book, you don't want your child to read it, done deal. Now leave.
Don't
leave
hate
it alone.
The player, hate the game.
Yeah.
Did you just say don't hate the player, hate the game?
Yeah.
Can we put some sparkles with it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just playing. All right, anyone else have a comment regarding this? Yes.
I feel like if you don't want your kids to read the book, then, like, if you don't want them to read it, then you should leave and let them read it, because it teaches you to be unique in your own way, no matter what anybody else says.
So, are we in agreement they should not censor the book, Sparkle Boy?
Yes.
Because censor means to take it off the shelf.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no.
They should not do that.
No.
Okay. Thank you so much.